Hi, this is Yitz Novak. We are learning Masechta Bava Basra. We're in the 10th Perek, the 7th Mishnah. Shnei Achim, if you have two brothers, Echad Ani ve'Echad Asher, one is poor and one is rich, v'hiniach lehen avien merchatzu be'savad, and their father leaves them a bathhouse and an olive press. Asan l'sachar, if he made them for renting, then hasachar le'emsa, the rent that comes in is divided between the two brothers. Asan l'atzman, however, if he made it for himself, if he made them for his own private use, not for a business purpose, then hare ha'ashir omer la'ani, the usher can say, the rich person could say to the poor brother, kach lach avadim v'yirchatzu b'merchatz, go and acquire servants and let them bathe in the bathhouse. Meaning use it. You don't have a right to the money, you have a right to the usage. Go and acquire olives and come and process them in the olive press. And basically what ultimately happens here is that the wealthy one takes advantage and he's able to buy the, he has the servants and he has the olives, so he uses it, and the poor person doesn't. And you can see an unfair advantage that's technically, halachically acceptable. Shnayim shahayu ba'ir achas, two people live in the same city. Shem Echad Yosef ben Shimon, Shem Achar Yosef ben Shimon. So you have two Yosef ben Shimons living in the same city. Ein yocholot sin sharchov zeh al zeh, v'lo achar yocholot zealein sharchov. If there are two people with the same name in the same place, then they can't produce a shtar of debt, they can't produce a document of a deadness against each other, and they cannot collect either from a sharchov, from a document of debt. Nimsa Echad ben Sharosav, if one found among his documents a receipt staying Shtarosha Yosef ben Shimon Parua, that the note of Yosef ben Shimon, and keep in mind there are two of them in the city, is paid, Shtaroshnan Purim, then it would be counted as both them being paid. Kesad Yasu, so what do? Yeshalishu, they should record the third generation, Yosef ben Shimon ben Avram, Yosef ben Shimon ben Reuven. Evim Hayum Shalashim Yechtu Simon. And if they would be identical for three generations, then you'd have to write some sort of written description where they live or what they look like, etc., to have a formal differentiation between the two of them. V'im hayu misumanin yichtu kohen. And if for whatever reason they were similar to each other completely, then you write kohen on it, and that would be meaning only if there was one that was a kohen, one was a levi. If they were both Kohanim or both not Kohanim, that wouldn't work. And the bottom line is that what the Gemara tells us is do, you go back as many generations as you need until there's a difference. At some point, there's a difference between them. Ha'omer Livno. Somebody says to his son, Shtar Ben Shtar Asai Perua. One of my documents is paid already, and I don't know which one it is. What happens? Shtar Oskuran Perun. All the notes are considered paid. Nitzav the Echad Sham Shnayim. If two notes from one person were found there, Hagada Parua, that we consider the larger one to be paid, V'akatan Eino Parua, we considered the smaller one not to be paid. The issue here is that we know one of them, we can assume one is paid and one is not paid, and because when we have a larger and a smaller debt, we can only collect the smaller debt, because we can't collect when there's doubt, and we do know that the smaller amount, for sure, in both cases, is still owed. So we collect the smaller one, not the older one, as pointed out by Ravadi Mordnura. Mishnah continues, Hamal ve'eschavero, if somebody lends to his friend Ayidei Arev, through a guarantor, lo yipara min arev, he doesn't collect from the guarantor. Im amra amenasha parah mi sharetzeh. But however, if they stipulate when making of the loan that he can collect from whoever he wishes, yipara min arev, and he can collect from the guarantor. Rishim ben Gamliel omer. Rishim ben Gamliel teaches us, im yesh nechnasim lalova, if the borrower has property, ben kach u ben kach lo yipara min arev, then you go and collect from the borrower, not from the cosigner. Also says, if somebody is a guarantor to a woman for their kasuba, and she gets divorced, he must vow not to derive any further benefit from her, in order to prevent them from parting against somebody else's property, and then they would ultimately end up remarrying, and the reason basically would be concerned that they would try to end the marriage so that they can collect from the person and then go and get remarried and collect the and be and then ultimately be married with the ksuba from the guarantor, from the third party. Mishnah Ches. And this is the final Mishnah of the Masechta. Hamal Bas Chavera B'Shtar. If somebody lends another person money with a shtar, with a document, Gova Minechas Mishibadim, you can collect from mortgage properties. Ayde Edim, if they rent with witnesses, Gova Minechas Minechorim, you can only collect from owned properties, from available properties. Hotzi Alav Ksav Yado Shu Chayev Lo, if he produces a handwritten note that he has an obligation to him, then Govim Benechas Minechorim, you can only collect from non-mortgage, from available property. In the case of having Edom there, the reason why he can only collect from Bnei Chorim is that you, without having witnesses and a document, then you need to have both witnesses and document. If you just have witnesses without the document, then it's just not as, there isn't sufficient publicity, and therefore people wouldn't not buy property from them knowing that they could lose it. They wouldn't know that they could lose it, and therefore you can't unfairly go and collect from somebody else who also has a lien on the property. However, if there's a shtar and edim, then that would be the case, and you can. Arev, if a guarantor, hayotze la'achar chitum shtaros, if a guarantor appears below the document's signatures, gov ha'minechosim minechorim, you can only collect from nechosim minechorim. Basically, that this is a case where there would be no formal witnesses, and if there's no formal witnesses, then it's tantamount to a loan transacted orally. Not enough people would know about it, and therefore you don't have enough strength in this transaction to be able to collect from nechasim mishubadim mortgage properties. Maisa balifnei Rabbi Yishmael. A story happened in front of Rabbi Yishmael Amar, and he said, "Go nechasim nechor." He told people you have to collect from nechor. Amar lo benanas. So benanas said to him, "Eino gova lo menachasim mishubadim v'lo menachasim menachorim." He can't collect from any property, whether it's mortgaged or available. So Amar lo, he asks benanas, "Lama? Why is that the case?" Amar lo, benanas says back, "Hari hachoneg es echad bashuk." If someone was choking somebody in a market, umata chavero, and another person saw them, v'amaran said lo to him, "Hanachlo, let him, leave him alone." Pator. Shelo al emunaso hilvo. He's patur because he did not lend him due to his trust in him. Ella ezu arev shu chayev. What type of guarantor would be liable to pay for the other person? If he said havayu, lend it to him, but ani no sein lach, and I will give it to you instead. Chayiv, in that case, he's chayiv shekein al emunaso hilvo, because the only reason why the loan was made was on the trust of the, and in faith of the guarantor. I'm Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, harotza sheyachkim, one who wants to become involved, and become wise, Yasok b'dine mamonos, should learn dine mamonos. She'en lucha miktsor b'torah gadol mehen, because dine mamonos are the greatest branch of the Torah. She'en kimayan hanovea, because they are like a welling fountain that's overflowing. Harotza she'yasok b'dine mamonos, and if somebody wants to be involved in dine mamonos, yishtamish Shimon ben Anas. You need to serve and ultimately learn from the modeling of Shimon ben Anas. Salak la masachus b'babasra.